Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you for the service this morning. Breathe upon this service this morning. And let not one person live here the same way they have come. Thank you, Master, for hearing. And thank you for answering. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your last seat.
Oh, send it to the bee. Oh, my send it to the bee. Send it to the bee.
In you, Welcome everyone here today to this testimony and Thanksgiving service. We have received testimonies already, but I believe your testimony will be the next in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 10 and in verse 38, scripture speaking said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The subject is your praise and your health, part 2. Your praise and your health, part 2. The objective is very simple: to understand the relationship, connection between praise and worship. The praise and worship life of a person and their health. It is proof positive that praise affects both health and life. We saw in Psalm 150 and in verse 6. And he said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. In the first service we said, if you will supply God praise, he will supply you life. He will supply you health. We saw that in the first service. Now look at Psalm 119 verse 175. You see what he said? Allow my soul to live, and it shall praise you. Just permit me to live, and I will praise you. Give me health, and I will praise you. Give me energy, and I will praise you. What does that mean to you? If you will praise him, you won't need to beg him to cause you to live. If you will worship him, you won't need to beg him to cause you to be alive, to be healthy. Allow my soul to live. Let my soul live. Deliver me from the forces of premature death. Deliver me from the orchestrations of witchcraft. Deliver me from stray bullets. Deliver me from the wickedness of wicked men and women. And I will praise you. It's a covenant of praise. Give him the praise. He gives you the life. In the first service, we began to look at how does praise connect health and connect life? First of all, we said that praise establishes the presence of God in the life of the praiser. Because God inhabits the praises of his people, according to Psalm 22, verse 3. See, praise establishes God's presence. If you are a praiser, you carry God's presence. And if you carry God's presence, wherever God is present, he heals. And also, the presence of God causes healing virtue to flow naturally. Wherever God is present, he heals. So by that avenue, praise establishes the presence of God in the life of the praiser. Number two, we said that praise excuses the presence of the enemy from the life of the praiser. It excuses the presence of the enemy from the life of the praiser. When we talk about the presence of the enemy, we are talking about the presence of diseases, afflictions, demons. Anything that does not belong to your life cannot survive the climate of praise. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 23. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 23. It came to pass when the evil spirit from God, literally, when the evil spirit allowed by God or permitted, because Saul had already opened his life to the evil spirit. When that evil spirit was upon Saul, he took a harp and played it with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Now some people wonder why the Bible would say the evil spirit from God. No, that evil spirit was not meant to near Saul at all, except that Saul had opened his heart. Open his heart. It's just like Job, where Job opened his life up because of fear, and he said, the things that I greatly feared has come upon me. And Satan said, can I go on Job? And God said, no problem, go ahead. But don't touch his life. This is the kind of situation here. You know, Job's life was opened up by fear in the same manner. Saul's life was opened up by diverse afflictions, including jealousy and bitterness and everything. And that evil spirit tormented him. And God could do nothing about it. But when the worship came, God's presence came and checked out the devil. See? So if God wanted the evil spirit to remain there, it was impossible for the presence of God to check it out. Am I communicating at all? So the evil spirit was upon Saul, and worship happened, and Saul was delivered. Now look at this. It was another person's worship that set Saul free. Supposing Saul was the worshiper himself, from where will that spirit come from? If another person's worship, the worship of David, can set Saul free, how much more the worship of Saul? Do you understand the power of worship? If another person's worship can bring you deliverance, if another person's worship can deliver you from death, how much more your own worship? Somebody is getting free today. That amen is not a good one. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your body, that the devil planted in your body, they will be checked out today by the power of worship. Like that girl that was in the middle of a prison for 18 years of her life, and that prison made her to bedwet, and just last night, vigil, the power of God came upon her in an encounter where she saw herself come out of the prison. Anywhere, anyone here that the devil has imprisoned, this morning you are coming out of that prison. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Say louder, amen. How does praise check out the evil spirits? Number one, praise carries deliverance power. Praise carries or transmits deliverance power. Psalm 32 verse 7, the Bible speaking said, thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Praise and worship and songs have deliverance. That is power inside praise. Power inside worship to force out demons. Praise and worship, they carry deliverance power. That power shall be made manifest in someone here this morning. Number two. Praise activate the light of God's countenance, and that dissolves darkness. Praise activates the light of God's countenance, and that dissolves darkness. Psalm 89 verse 15 said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound, they shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. As they know the joyful sound, they walk in the light of your countenance. Praise activates the light of God's countenance, and that dissolves darkness. According to John chapter 1 verse 5, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Praise turns on light, and light checks out darkness. Every work of affliction is a work of darkness. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. The prince of darkness is behind most afflictions. And when praise goes on, light is turned on. And that light checks out darkness. I see light, the light of God's presence, and the light of God's countenance checking out darkness this morning. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Finally, praise guarantees strength. That is point number three now, after we looked at the fact that praise establishes the presence of God in the life of the child of God, and the fact that praise excuses the presence of the enemy. The third thing is that praise, I said that in the first service already, activates strength in the life of the praiser. It activates strength. For the joy of the Lord shall be your strength. How that strength translates into wholeness, we'll look at that in the third service. But you cannot be a praiser and be a weakling. You cannot be. The counsel is the same counsel. Whatever attacks conclusion, whatever attacks your praise, attacks your health. He said, I will yet praise him for the health of his countenance. I think that is Psalm 42 verse 5, thereabout. I will yet praise him for the health of his countenance. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Another verse, I think chapter 43 verse 11 or verse 11 of the same chapter 42. He said, I shall yet praise him. Yes, verse 11. I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance. Praise connects you to health. It connects you to health. Number two, whatever attacks your praise is attacking your life. Don't murmur like they murmured and they were destroyed of the destroyer. Whatever attacks your praise attacks your life. Your life shall not be attacked in the name of Jesus. Your life shall not be attacked in the name of Jesus. Your life shall not be under any form of attack. And every attack of the enemy on your life is arrested right now in Jesus' precious name. Are you ready to receive his presence in your life to check out the devil this morning? Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Be upstanding everywhere you are. Lift the hands higher. Lift it higher. Just worship him quietly. Lift your hands up. Lift the hands up. Close your eyes. The presence of the Lord is heavy right here. Angels are here. There will be healings, deliverances, encounters. Lift the hands high. High up, high up, high up. Just whisper the name Jesus. Various cages are about to be broken. Prisons are about to break. Unclean spirits, diversion spirits, spirits of impersonation, ancestral masquerade demons about to get out. Spirits of premature death, spirits of wretchedness and poverty. Garments are about to be changed. It's breaking. Lift your hands high. At the count of three, you scream, "I receive." Place your hand on your head, and something will drop, something will break. The spirit of barrenness will leave you. You will have an encounter where you are receiving your children. Even right here. Somebody's blood will be totally cleaned out. At the count of three, you place your hand on your head and scream, "I receive," and there shall be a deposit. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3.
I receive.
Receive in the name of Jesus. That's right. Something just happened. The cage just got open. Prisons just got open. And people stepped out of them. The grave just got open. Pits just got open. Unclean familiar spirits just stepped out. Everyone who had an encounter here and you got a healing in your body. A chest affliction is gone and a shoulder condition locked is gone right now. A back condition is gone. A female reproductive, that's right. Pelvic inflammatory disease just left now. Just left right now. Afflictions around the waist just left there. A serpent around somebody's waist just ran out now. Quickly confirm that you are healed and you are delivered and rush forward here. The rest of us, take your seat. Or you had an encounter, a vision where God changed your story. Quickly rush forward. And while they are coming forward, if you are there, you want to be free completely of a pain in your body. A growth, a tumor, a breast lump, a fibroid growth, an affliction, something grown up in your body, something swollen in your body. You want to be completely whole and free of a pain or of an affliction. You can be up quickly on your feet and I'll pray for you right now. With the speed of light, your healing will manifest. With the speed of light. Place your hand where the affliction is. In this prayer, I also take authority over every limiting devil. I take authority over every spirit of infirmity. I take authority over every form of pain. Pain from cancer and pain from paralysis and pain from broken bones and pain from arthritis and pain from every form of inflammation. I take authority over pains. I take authority over growth, every tumor, every growth, every fibroid tumor, every fibroid tumor, every goiter and every form of Hepa there. Mahashada Galayala. Every hynia, umbilical hynia and total hynia. I take authority over brain tumor and every form of prostate cancer and growth and tumor and growth. I take authority over everything grown and swollen in your body. Today I take authority over every spirit of infirmity. You have no place here in the bodies of the people. I take authority over near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough, masquerade devils. I take authority over spirit husband and spirit wife and tormenting demons of poverty and wretchedness. Your tenure expired. You are living right now in the name of Jesus. And at the count of three, get out. In Jesus' name, 1, 2, 3, shout go! Somebody shout go! It is gone. You are whole. You are free. You are delivered now. Remain standing where you are and check yourself right now. Those who I just prayed for, remain standing where you are. Check yourself right now. Somebody was sick of the umbilical condition. Move the body part you couldn't move. Remain standing right now. Remain standing. Check yourself. Check the growth and check the swelling. And if you have seen your healing, let me see your hand. You received your healing. The pain is gone. Let me see your hand. Affliction is gone. You can't feel it anymore. Quickly step forward here. Something left you. The pain is gone. Quickly rush forward here. Celebrate as they come forward. Quickly.
Demon temple at your presence.
Everything within about you is great.
Demon,
tremble at your presence. What a mighty God is
there.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Let us see what is happening there.
Brother Michael Destiny said at a shout of I received.
Yes.
He saw himself in a very horrible pit.
Wow.
And then he came out from that pit.
Wow.
Life had been characterized by stagnation, nothing working. And that is
everyone incredible. Who has been in any pit, are you here this morning? What I say to one, I say to all. Jesus said, everyone who has been kept in a pit of empty-handedness, a pit of poverty, a pit of pain, a pit of affliction, you are out of it this morning. Out of the pit this morning. Out of the pit this morning. Yes.
Our brother said his father, his uncle served a deity. At the shout of I receive, step forward. He said he saw you, took him by the hand to his father's compound in the village. And then you laid hands on him and told him, it is over. Father is dead, uncle's dead. And
that's your hands. Deliverance. Every altar of your father's house, of your community, that will not let you be, that will not let you fulfill your destiny, today they are set on fire. They are set on fire. Shout the loudest amen.
Our sister said, at the shout of I receive, she saw you step from the altar in the same attire, came, laid hands upon her and told her that that which they thought will not happen, will happen. It is over. Stagnated maritally and she believes that embargo is lifted.
Everything the devil say you shall not achieve, is God speaking to somebody here? Whatever the witches say you will not achieve, you are battling to get a job, battling to get a child, battling to get married. What they say you will not achieve, I stand by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God, and I said, you shall achieve it. You shall achieve it. You shall achieve it. The devil is a liar. Shout the Lord and say amen. Yes.
Mrs. Judith Okoka had had an excruciating pain at the right hand shoulder here for a year and 6 months, as though the hand was locked. But at the shout of I receive, yes.
2019 December.
January 17th, this shoulder locked. I can't move it.
Oh my God.
It can't come higher than
this. It can't come like this.
No. But now, as you mentioned, the shoulder that was locked is opening, is unlocking now. I felt boom.
Wow.
And boom. The pains that were here, heavy, drawing it back,
lift
I
it
feel
up.
Relieved.
Lift it up. You can see the way it is. It is still struggling to be fully up. It is like, she's very happy where it is. It is 70% up. Lift the other hand. Lift the other hand up. Father, in Jesus' name, the other one is upper than this, but at least this has gone up. Satan, go back to hell. The name of Jesus. Wateketamuno oribime iye. Return back to the devil from where you came. Take it up.
Fire of the Holy Ghost.
Return back to hell. Listen, this is the meaning of it. As soon as she got married in December and Satan locked her hand in January, I announce to you, everything the devil has locked in your life is unlocked right now. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Before this week is over, you will return back to confirm that what the devil locked in your life is unlocked. Show me. I never see. I never know. Never hear, never know. Never see, I never hear, never know.
Somebody give the King of Kings. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus, everything locked in my life, you are open. Now. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Please be seated, people.
Our sister, Gloria Stephen, woke up yesterday with terrible waist pain. But today, at the declaration of the word, she can stand, she can bend. That even this morning, the husband had to wear her sandals for her. Before
husband wore the sandal for her. Every arrow from hell fired at you is returned back to hell. Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load. Please be seated.
Sir, our brother said for the past 12 years he has not been able to stand erect due to severe excruciating back pain.
12 years?
Yes, sir. He said at a shout.
It was a curse.
Yes. An old man told me that you see this marriage you are into, you will regret it. And since then, I have not been myself. I'm not that old to that I cannot walk erect.
You can't walk straight. How were you walking before?
I used to bend. My senior son would sometimes will help me.
Help you to hand.
Yes.
Go ahead. Show us how you were.
I affected my job. They have to send me, relieve me of my job.
They dismissed you.
Yes, sir.
From
yes,
work.
Today, when we are coming, my wife said, we should come and see our mommy because she's my sister. But I said, the purpose of my coming here is because of the condition of where we are staying. But I came here today. I see the hand of God in me.
Show me how were you walking before? Show us.
I was walking this way. Even this morning we are
for 12 years.
For 12 years.
Now run up there. Run.
You are worthy.
Are you just looking like that? Somebody say back to sender. Say it louder, say back to sender. Say every evil arrow, every evil deposit, every evil missile fired in my direction on your mask, get set, shout back to sender. Give the Lord the praise, take your seat, yes.
Our sister, for 7 months, the right shoulder was locked. She said she had to get her husband to help her back the baby. Anytime she needs to back the baby, the husband needs to help her. And when she wants to bring the baby down, the husband also needs to help her.
Oh my God.
But at the instance of shouting, I receive, she lifted up her hands.
It was too painful.
Too painful.
I can't even bear the pain.
Sorry.
I would say, can please help me. Can't you see this? I can't do anything.
Oh.
I can't, it's more than 7 months. I can't do anything.
More than 7 months. And just now, it just disappeared. But it's a lifted at Calvary.
Calvary, Calvary, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. I announce to you today, everything that is painful around your life, that is a pain in your life, a pain in your body, a pain in your system, it returns back to hell right now. Yes.
Yes, our sister. She's married for 15 years. And she's believing God for the fruit of the womb. Along the line, she had surgery that led to surgery.
Come over here.
Five fibroid, which led to the cutting off one of the
fallopian tubes.
Yes.
Salpingectomy.
Yes, go ahead. And she said, in the course of that surgery, so many things there were destroyed. She's been under that heavy pain. And she came into this service this morning, believing God for a touch. During the course of the worship, he said there was an eruption in
that's
her
right.
system.
Ola, ola.
In the pelvic.
Ola, ola.
And she believes that even that fallopian tube is restored.
Lift your hands. Ola, ola, ola.
Ola, ola, ola. Ola, ola, ola.
Ola, 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 ola. And the Lord of Lords, the I am that I am, a loud shout of praise. Incredible things happen here. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
This is our sister Mercy. She said last year in the dream of the night, she had a fight with a dog in the dream. She woke up after that demonic encounter with a severe waist pain, a chest pain, pain on the chest.
Fight with a dog.
Fought with a dog in the dream, woke up with a severe chest pain. Whenever she goes to the hospital, they will check her and they can't find anything. In that condition, she came into service today. At the course of the ministration, the pains took off. Now the chest is free and the pain is gone.
And that dog is roasted by fire. Our time is literally up right now. Thank you, Master. Summarize all of them.
Sir, Shalom. Shalom, she said that she literally feels the presence of serpents around her.
Wow.
In one of her dreams, she saw the serpent took something very, very, very valuable for her, from her. And she said at the shout of I receive, she saw the serpent violently took off.
That's right.
It has resulted to so many disfavors for her. But at that particular shout of I receive, she saw the serpent violently took off. She believed it's her freedom.
Put your hands. Young girl battling with serpent for years. Fire! Of the Holy Ghost, you are roasted by fire, you tormenting serpentine spirit, and you return back no more to Shalom's life in Jesus' name.
Sir, because of time, so we should summarize. I'll take them one by one immediately. Our sister was doing things in the house, and I heard a sound on her waist. For 3 years, waist pain.
3 years.
3 years.
Waist affliction healed.
Healed. Her own, she saw a growth by the night vigil, the growth disappeared. Thus, as she went home, another two this came up here, but now they are gone.
Give the Lord the praise. Yes.
For 5 years, she has experienced constantly molestation. But as she were blowing the trumpet, we saw her, she came under power. Then the spiritual husband, left hand, was waving her bye-bye.
That's right. That's right.
Our sister said,
hey! Ola, 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 ola.
Our sister said, married 12 years, no issue. But you declared that we should receive. And she was expecting her baby. She saw somebody in a flowing white gown. Give her a baby right now, right in the service.
Anybody receive it? Can you all stand on your feet and stretch your two hands in front of you? Whatever is yours. Yes, 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 yes. Whatever is yours that the enemy has denied you all these years, you are receiving now.
Three weeks ago, in a dream of the night, a spirit husband slept with her and she woke up bleeding. The bleeding continued until today.
Devil.
At the shout of receive, the power hit her and the associated pain she came with disappeared. Everything is gone. According to her, the pain is gone and the bleeding has stopped.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Stretch your two hands in front of you.
All of them, one line.
Stretch your two hands in front of you. Everybody, and say after me, say, I receive everything that is mine that is being denied me by the devil. I receive. And every stranger preventing what is mine from entering my hands, today is your end. You are going now. On your marks, get set, go. Receive.
And receive what is yours in Jesus' precious name. What a mighty God. So many testimonies we can't take all. Was there anyone with a growth, a swelling that the Lord, what was it? Goiter. For how long? Since 2018. And what happened now?
I felt something was going out. And when you were shouting, singing, owner of evil load, carry your load, I felt something was melting.
That's right. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for destroying that goiter. Fire of the Holy Ghost. The balance of it dissolves. What was it? Ulcer and pile, and the pile is gone. I say something swollen. Swelling eyes right there. And the Lord dissolving. What is it? Pelvic inflammatory disease. In Jesus' name. Breast growth. What has happened? Okay, come forward here. It's over forever. In Jesus' precious name. Father, thank you. Thank you. Every other thing that left you will never return.
Somebody lift your hands and say, every mountain in my life, you are returned back to hell from where you have come. And I am healed. Now, everyone is standing, you will dance back to your seat. And if you want to take the testimonies, because you wanted to take it before you go, you can wait and briefly take it in the third service before you go. Can you dance for 2 minutes and tell the Lord you have received your victory?
You've done so much.
Tell me what happened.
Sir, since he was 6, he stopped hearing with both ears. But he just turned to the mother right now and said that he could hear the sound of the microphone and the drum beats, though it's not very clear.
You are the mother.
I'm the auntie. He came to my house. He visited. He came yes, he came to present something for seminar.
Wow. And since he was 6 years
old.
He was sick. It's not nerve deafness. Father, thank you for hearing. Beat the drum.
All right, hold on. He heard the drum. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, take authority over this deaf devil. Use your great deaf and dumb devil in Jesus' name. Out! Out! Jesus' name! Open! Open! In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the resurrection of this name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Beat the drum. Are you too tall to dance? He's hearing the drum beat and he's hearing the sound. The miracle has started. He repeated words after me. But it will be clearer and clearer. Ensure he's here in the morning service tomorrow. And just, if it's available, whenever it's available, make sure he's around. And then, just keep at it. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a prayer. He wants to talk to you. Okay. He wants them to snap us. Give the Lord a praise. Again. Very loud. Amen.
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 Let the miracle continue and let it be perfected. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Everything that is not yet perfect in your life, I declare they are perfected. Are you saying amen? Say it like a believer. Right now you have seen miracles, seen signs, and seen wonders. And you want to say to me, Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want today to mark a new day for me. Very, very quickly. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of 7. Anywhere you are, the galleries and everywhere, just rush forward here. 1. God, that's right. That's right. That's right. It's
give
running.
Him your life. Give
2.
Him your life. He's waiting for you.
3. Why don't you
give him your life?
3.
Run. He's waiting
for you. Why don't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
4.
He's waiting for you.
Won't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Won't you give him your
life?
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Won't you give him your life?
Won't
you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Take your seat, people. I want you to come forward. you're battling with addiction like that girl that was battling with pentasocin. Maybe your own addiction and battle was with something different. You are battling with smoking and drinking, marijuana, pornography, masturbation, lesbianism, homosexuality, lying, cheating, duping, fraud, betting, gambling. Something is destroying your life and you want to be free from it. Quickly come forward, or you backslid and you want to return back. You have made this kind of altar call before, but your life has not changed yet. Really run forward now and I'll pray for you. Take the song again. I'll give you the count of seven. Run forward. One.
Give him your life.
Two. Carry your Bibles and your bags and quickly shut, press forward. Three. Why don't you give him your life? Give him your life. Give him your life. Give him your life. Ay, 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 Hallelujah. We are in the midst of a host of angels. Now everyone here will be going home today and experience tangible angelic ministry. Place your hand on your chest, all of you standing here, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to serve God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.